Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being prayerful, taking a look at some of what God says in His Word about how we pray and why we pray and under what circumstances, and our attitude in prayer. And today we're going to focus in on praying with a clear mind, to be thoughtful and have clarity so that we can pray effectively in ways that connect us with God. 1 Peter 4, verse 7, says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." We've always lived in a time, regardless of how young you are or how old you are, where it just seems like things can't continue like this much longer. In fact, in the days of the New Testament, the first century church, there was a recognition that the end of all things was near. And they endured the end of many things, even as they anticipated and prepared for the end of all things. And I believe we're in a similar circumstance, and every generation has been throughout history since the time of Christ. We've seen the end of many things, but we prepare, we live as those prepared for the end of all things. And as we prepare, it's important to be clear-minded, to not be distracted or overwhelmed or frazzled by the troubles of this world. When disaster strikes, it's easy to become overwhelmed. As I've responded over the years to numerous disaster locations, natural disasters of hurricanes and tornadoes and such, and listen to the stories of people that lived through them. In some of the stories, the people had a very specific plan in mind before the storms ever hit. They knew what they would do. They prepared, they planned, they executed that plan. They did what they had prepared to do. They kept their mind focused. Others didn't have a plan to begin with. And they would talk about just the frantic nature of not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go, not knowing how to endure. And even after those that planned and those that didn't plan came through the storm, they discovered this noise. And some places that I've been to were very good at outlining as a city, as a region, the help that was available and making sure that that was communicated often door to door because there wasn't a lot of other options. Other places, there didn't seem to be anyone in charge. And as we would go in and we would kind of take charge of what we could do, but there was no coordination of volunteer groups. of local groups, of state and national groups. And it just would be confusing. There'd be multiple groups showing up at the same site where time could have been better spent with a plan. And God tells us in His Word that disaster, from a human perspective, is at the doorstep. The end of all things that we know of will one day happen. And it's to our benefit to be clear-minded, to have a plan, to know what we're doing, to be self-controlled in order to put that plan into action. And that plan is to pray. It's to talk to the living God. It's to listen to the living God. It's to be in relationship and communion, communication with the living God. And many times, when the unexpected happens, we forget. We've not planned. And if this happens, the first thing I need to do is pray. We don't think it will happen to us. Those things happen to other people. And because we've not planned for it, and because it's not set, our mind becomes filled. And we work our way through the trouble. And if we're able to get ourselves through the trouble, or if others help us to get through it, oftentimes we finish as, oh, I didn't even think to pray. I didn't even think to talk to God about it. Other times it's the ongoing nature. It's the unrelenting force of the difficulty. Our inability to resolve it that reminds us we haven't prayed. And when we live life clear-minded, self-controlled, we're better prepared to pray in ways that benefit us. That conversation with God reminds us of His presence in the midst of troubles. It reminds us of His help in the times of difficulty. It reminds us of His rescue in times of tragedy. And so we clear our minds. We step back from the noise of the world. And I believe He mentions having a clear mind and self-control is because, well, the clear mind helps us to be self-controlled, and the self-control helps us to have a clear mind. And in that mindset, we talk to God. And He hears us. And He answers. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And in your love, you have prepared a plan to help us through the end of all things. Your plan is Jesus. And in the mess of life that occurs as everything falls apart, it's easy for us to get distracted. Unfortunately, we take our eyes off of you because the problems look so big. We become like Peter walking on the water. And then he sees the waves. And he doubts. And so God, help us to live with a clear mind. A mind that's not distracted by the waves of this world. A mind that's not confused by the deception of the enemy. A mind that's filled with your word and your spirit. Give us self-control. A self-control that comes not because we're so good at it, but through your spirit. And a control by your spirit that leads us to a clear mind, that leads us to praying in all circumstances, that leads us to be devoted to prayer and to pray without ceasing. Father, as we see the day of the return of Christ approaching, keep us focused. Keep us purposeful. Help us to remain faithful. The Father, in all circumstances, we would pray with a clear mind and with self-control, knowing that Jesus has whatever it is that we're worried about. He sees beyond the difficulties, the struggles, the hardships. He sees beyond the loss that we may experience. And He becomes our beacon of hope. And so, God, today, help us as we see that end approaching, to lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.